You're listening to CKLN 88.1 FM. It's your girl Samara. And right now I'm in the studio with
Paul Nguyen, webmaster of JaneFinch.com.
Mark Sims, president of Jane and Finch Entertainment.
All right, all right. So tell us how the Jane and Finch website got started.
Well, we came up with this idea about a year ago. You know, I actually was looking for information about the community myself, and I discovered that there wasn't really much, you know, stuff out there aside from, like, you know, the negative press and, you know, typical stuff like that. So we decided to create a resource for, you know, the residents out there, and to build like a central resource place type of thing online for Jane Finch.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned the media press. What's that been like?
It's been pretty good. We were featured across Canada on Global a couple months ago, and, you know, we hit local, like, TV news, like City Pulse and stuff, and, you know, Dwight Drummond's a cool guy. He did some segments on us. So, you know, it's been really, you know, good learning experience, and, you know, it helps us get our website more exposure and get us out there.
So what kind of negativity have you guys been coming across? Because, like, I mean, you know, all these good people are coming towards you. What kind of hate could you guys be getting?
Well, some of our rap videos are a little bit controversial. They're edgy, and some of them, because we do like gangster rap type of music.
Cops don't like us.
Yeah.
What have the cops done to y'all?
They just don't like us at all,
you
man.
You want to tell the story, y'all, about your people?
Yeah, tell us what's up with the popo.
Well, they just, some of them think, like, the rap videos, they kind of take it too seriously. So they think, like, we are kind of trying to instigate violence. But I see it as more, like, mere entertainment. Plus, we're non-profit. We're not, like, really making a buck off this.
Yeah.
So it's all for the community. And the way I see it is, like, we're getting all these rappers and, you know, and we're involved in a lot of productions. And the way I see it is, like, we're keeping these kids off the street, and they're involved in projects, you know, in video production, working hard. So it's quite the opposite of, you know, being a gangster rapper, whatever. So there's a lot of good that comes out of it, because they have to learn how to edit and using all these technologies. And it takes a lot of hard work to actually go into a video production and also, like, music production and all that stuff.
Exactly. We need to all learn how to get along.
Yeah, I was gonna mention how, like, you know, you guys mentioned hip hop, and there's, like, a lot of hip hop artists on your website, right? And, like, a lot of the times when people talk about hip hop, like, you have all these videos on BET and, you know, Much Music, and a lot of times people say that those videos just perpetuate violence, and a lot of those artists feel that, you know, they just reflect what's going on in the hood. What do you guys think?
Exactly. I feel like the artists, they're just expressing their own life experiences. But at the same time, I'm sure there's a lot of other music. Like, even on our website, we have a lot of videos that are, like, have positive themes. But those don't necessarily get the coverage.
Yeah, I feel you. They don't get enough airtime, even if you do have
exactly.
A hot song.
Exactly. The news, they just jump on the stuff that's, like, controversial, like, whatever makes the headlines. And all the good stuff is, like, in the back pages, or if at all.
What's the biggest misconception people have about Jane Finch?
A lot of people are scared, because they don't know. And I guess if you don't know something, and if you're not aware of it, then you are scared. And people, a lot of people, they're, like, really intrepid about the area. But if they come visit Jane Finch, they'll see it's a very, like, you know, warm and multicultural community. And the people are very welcoming. And you just see, like, just all faces, all colors, and everyone getting along there.
Yep.
What's the community response been like?
Well, the people in the community, I think they love our website. A lot of people, you know, especially the kids, they send me emails, and, you know, they praise us, and they sign the guest book, and they say a lot of positive things, like, because, you know, we're a grassroots effort, and, you know, we have, like, really limited resources, but how much impact we have within the community, and also, you know, in just the GTA and maybe even around the world. A lot of people, you know, outside of North America, they visit our website, you know, all the way from London to Australia to Vietnam. Like,
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's big. So now everybody knows about Jane Finch.
Yeah, we have a, you know, small international audience. I think our old motto was JaneFinch.com, our community influencing the world. Because a lot of people can understand, they can relate to, like, you know, we're coming up from the grassroots level, and we have a goal, and we're trying to, you know, set things straight and promote the community in a positive manner. And a lot of people, they relate to that, and, you know, I guess they give us respect for that.
Yeah, it's really refreshing, because, like, when I went on the website, I just kind of expected, like, like hip hop, like, do you know what I mean? But then when I went on it, like, there's a lot of stuff, like, you know, the history about the area, like articles, links if you need help, you know, if you're in the community you need help, you can go, you know, you can go to janefinch.com and get it.
Yeah, we put everything, you know, if you're looking for a job, or if you're a youth, or you know, in high school and you're looking for some work, we have links to all those kind of resources. You know, even to the local politicians, we post up their phone numbers and stuff
everything,
like that.
Everything about Jane Finch is on the site.
Yeah. Yeah. JaneFinch.com is basically like Jane Finch, like the Bible of the area.
Yeah.
We try to get everybody together, that anything that has to do with Jane Finch, that's Jane Finch related, and just under one website, and that's our goal.
That should be the slogan. I vote. That should be the slogan, the Bible of the area. How do you guys decide what goes on the website?
Well, we have our contacts on the webpage, our emails and stuff like that. And people can, usually they email us and they ask us, you know, if we can promote them or help do a video or something. And usually Mark and myself will just review some of the stuff and we'll see if it's, like, you know, appropriate, or if it has enough, like, Jane Finch related content. Because we get a lot of requests from outside of Jane Finch, and unfortunately I have to decline because we are trying to focus all of our efforts within Jane and Finch, because that's the whole point, janefinch.com, you know.
Yeah. But I think people like that, they cling on to that idea, because, like, I'm sure a lot of people would like a website representing their own blocks, like do you know what I mean, representing where they come from, and because it's not there, they want to shout out to you guys.
Yeah, also because our website is known for the hip hop material and the music and videos.
Oh, okay.
So the artists, they want to get, like, some exposure, and, you know, being on the website helps. So, you know, we do all sorts of things, like interviews, and also just putting up their CD cover and just announcing, you know, a release date or something. And because a lot of people check out the website, and, you know, it'll help them.
Yeah. You know. Speaking about one of your artists, we have him in the studio. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Chucky Atkins.
Welcome, Chucky. And okay, so I'm happy that earlier we had a chance to do, like, a pre-interview, and like I was telling you, when I first was reading your music, I was like, oh, but when I heard the tracks that you have online, I was like, my gosh, the production is so amazing. Can you first tell us, who does your production? Because I thought that was really cool.
Well, I do everything by myself, right? Like, just at home.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like professional or nothing. It's just like $20 microphone, some computer programs, and that's about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your tracks are tight.
They're all right. They're all right.
They sound like professional. Like, I could not tell that. Maybe just because of my ear. Like, I might have a bad music ear, but when I listen to it, it sounds very, like, professional. Like, I could never tell that. You know, you ain't got, like, the major dollars to, like, fun big album projects, but
it's all right.
Flow is missing out.
Actually,
they should be playing your music.
Yep.
If they aren't already.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You heard that? Yup.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, like, why is it that you rap? Like, why is it so important to you?
Well, like, to me, like, In this, like, the rap community, I guess, right? Like, we have a bunch of different artists, you know what I mean? Like, almost everyone raps, right? But, like, there's not a lot of Asian artists, I'd say, except for, like, Jin, you know what I mean?
And,
like,
he retired.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he retired, but, you know what I mean? But, like, within my community, like, the Vietnamese community is really big in, like, Canada, basically, in America, too, right? Okay. And we never really had a voice.
Okay.
So, I'm just trying to show people that, you know what I mean? Like, There are Asians that grew up in the ghettos and whatever, you know what I mean? And we all have the same struggles. We're people, we're humans, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we all do have the same struggles. And music is just music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I think there's another pretty big Asian hip-hop artist. Her name is Meja Wen.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she talks about that, you know, just bring the voice of Asian people to the forefront, because it really isn't present enough in hip-hop,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I really liked also about your music is, like, you have a track called Tribute to Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And what moves me in it is how you talk about your mother's unconditional love for you, right? And I wanted to ask you, like, what does that mean? What does unconditional love mean to you?
Well, unconditional love to me is like, no matter who you are or what you do, right or wrong, that person will always love you. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not about like if you have to do something or they have to do something for you. You know what I mean? It's just like they love you no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just had a quick question. Like, yeah. I just wanted, you know, your own opinion. You know, as a youth, what do you think? I mean, what do you all think about? Like earlier, we were talking about the youth jail that's being built in Brampton, and you know, the government's putting major dollars into like a youth jail and taking major dollars out of like, you know, Boys and Girls Club and like community centers. What did you think of that?
Well, I think it's pretty messed up. You know what I mean? That they're putting all this money into jails. You know what I mean? Like, we could be simply putting all this money into like youth programs, like you said, building parks, building like things that kids could have something to play with instead of just like hanging around. You know what I mean? Like putting into a jail, I don't know about that. So
yeah, by then that'd be too late. And like, and I was talking to some local counselors in our area, and they're looking for ideas of how to allocate their funding. And I was like suggesting things like they should build like recording studios, because a lot of the kids are into the rap, hip hop music, and that they could gain a lot of skills. Not everyone would become a star, but they could learn, you know, valuable skills, like technical skills, and recording or audio engineering. All sorts of things come out of that, and there has to be a certain level of maturity in order to, you know, just go there and do that. And I was thinking that maybe, you know, maybe to get recording time, because I'm sure the studio will be like sought after, that maybe they can have like a high level of marks, like a, you know, to in order to get that kind of time to use the studio. So a lot of things, a lot of good ideas that we have out there that they could use.
Okay, talking about this, we should let the listeners hear a little bit of your talent. Unfortunately, we couldn't play what we have on the web, but Chucky says that he will do some freestyle for us.
Hit us up with a freestyle. Come on.
Okay, but I'm a little rusty.
Jane-Finch.com.
Dashfinch.com.
So that's the beard. We're having some technical difficulties.
Just freestyle, man.
Yeah. Hey, yo, you think I'm still, man? I spit a sick like a veteran. You think my flow's so sick, I catch germs from your medicine. Can't even hear the beat, but I still spit it a cappella. You wanna bring it, then yo, just scream my name and yella. You wanna bring it, then bring it just an inch. You wanna see your website, go to www.janeandfinch. You better know it, man. We spit it hotter, that's amazing. You never seen a rapper like me, I'm Asian. But yo, you gotta check it out. Yeah. Chris, where you at? Replace me, because you know.
Hit us up on another freestyle. Come on.
All right. Yo, I'm from the streets where my brother's hungry. Run on the block, bum me everything you got, exchange for money. And don't ask for a spot and then play the dummy. Or next time we will be moving that shit in your tummy. Man, I roll with a team of silent assassins that'll carve your ass up instead of all that loud blasting. There's always a time and a place for what's being held at the waist, and silence is the only rule we always embrace. And if you want, man, we could go face to face. A swing from my fist is heavy like a medieval mace. I'm a survivor, I ain't with your flipping games with a cipher longer than Strider to split you from your frame. I'm like clockwork, so watch your place, cause you might end up with two parts like a watch's face. I blaze till my eyes is red like T2-1000's is, and drink 100 proof like it's Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Hot.
Jane and Finch.
Damn.
Satellite, what up? Stand up.
You guys should interview Driftwood, him.
What up? Stand up.
Driftwood.
Lane, we coming, man.
Interview him.
Lane.
All right, so we're about to wrap up the interview, and do you guys have anything else that you wanted to add? Like,
I like to give a shout out to my partner Kenjo, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And also Jane and Finch. Yeah.
Oh,
also okay, and a few more things before we wrap up. We're still, you know, doing music production. We're always looking for new volunteers who want to contribute to the website, writers or photographers, musicians. Also, be on the lookout for a new picture, a new movie that we're doing called You Got Beef, the movie starring Chucky Akins. It's going to be
no.
cool gangster
already,
flick.
Already movie yeah. star. Already a movie star.
Gangster flick set in Jane Finch, so be on the lookout for that. And, yeah, thank you for having us.
Can I just get one last shout-out? Got a shout-out Satellite. Y'all stand up. Got a shout-out the whole GTA. Y'all stand up. My homie Doom. Yo, we waiting for you when you come home,
free
bro.
Free Jeff. Free Jeff.
Don't know. We waiting for you. And you know the whole GTA, wherever you from, if you in Canada, wherever you from, what up? Stand up. You know, it's our time yeah. to take what's
shout
ours.
Shout out to Kenjo again. Yeah.
Shout out to the smugglers.
Yeah, Benny Black, Sticky.
All right.
Last thing on the website. I hope you guys, you know, donate some money for pencils and erasers for the schools around the area. Thanks.
Stay tuned for Renegade Radio, folks. CKLN 88.1 FM.